I believe the Earth consists of concentric spheres like a Chinese puzzle box. These spheres support life and are bathed in perpetual light. Now we know the world is flattened at the poles, so the outer layer of the Earth, the outer layer of my Chinese box, could be thinner, allowing gas to escape from the interior of the Earth.
Concave, hollow Earth, underworld, solid turf, underground tunnels created by worms of massive girth. Welcome to the inner realm, a place never captured on film, concentric shells, Celtic mythology, thought them gates to hell, stories the Apache
Welcome
speak of Arizona.
Welcome to the Strange Crew podcast. Of mysterious tribes that are shrouded what in you're listening to is a song by Beast 1333, a very underrated rapper. Barely has music videos. Actually, I don't think he has one music video. Maybe that's for a reason. But his name is based on 1333 as a Masonic number. This guy is very fucking intelligent, and he has rhymes that you could never believe in. I'm bigging him up, far cry, because he needs to be fucking talked about. I'm here with one of the homies that started a lot of this bullshit and stuff at the beginning.
Justin Taze.
Justin Taze is back in the house.
Just another one of the homies over here.
Yeah. Okay, and got a lighter.
Oh. Okay.
We've been drinking vodka. We're,
Yeah. It's our Strange Brew tonight.
Yeah, big up Absolute, because we've drank more than a half a 26er. And all of a sudden, you'll see what happens.
We will get Absolute.
We're lighting up a joint right now. Each of us have a joint, and we're lighting up Sour Diesel. Here, grab the ashtray, that little cup over there. Lighting up some Sour Diesel. I want to go with the sativa for tonight. We might be smoking a little more joints on the podcast more often, maybe. We're always stoned. We usually do bong hits and stuff, but tonight we thought with the subject we're going to get into, we'll let up some JJs.
A little more serious here.
A little serious, a little fucked up, but
it's there.
When I was working in restaurants, me and my buddy used to always like go out and blaze at the end of the night if I was working like a night shift with this dish pit kid. We always called him, if he listens to this, Shady. His name was Jacob, okay? Everyone called him Slim Shady because he kind of looked like a little Eminem.
Oh, no.
Where literally everyone called him Shady. That was his nickname. And even servers would look at the schedule and be like, who the fuck's Jacob? And I was like, that's fucking Shady, man.
Shady.
It's Shady. And fucking, so when we would blaze joints, we would have the code word Abrams. You know why? J.J. Abrams, the director. So you'd be like, you ready for a J.J.?
What?
He made Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Really?
He made the Star Trek movie.
I thought that was the guy that wrote them.
No, fucking Steve.
He was just part of
no,
every
he sold
film.
It to Disney.
Yeah, because he's a little bitch.
So,
who sells out something like that?
You Give know how much kids. They paid him? I think it was like fucking $4 million or some shit.
No way.
I think it was more than that. It was something crazy.
You know how much money they made off that?
Yeah, that's why they paid him so much money. It's because they want the rights to it so they can put it in Disneyland
and
all that
shit. Yeah, but he was
shit.
Stupid enough to sell
it. Was something. It might have been more than $4 million. It was something crazy. Because of the weather in Canada and what the fuck's going on, I'm just getting over a sickness. So tonight, I've been drinking shots, a lot of shots, but I'm drinking a very strong Caesar. Justin does not
fucking
like Caesars.
Fucking nasty. This guy's going to make me vomit just sitting next to me.
It's so delicious. Extra spicy. But the thing is, like I said to Justin, I used to fucking hate tomatoes. Only really like ketchup. Like tomato soup. But when I got older, now being 27 and stuff, a couple months ago, even like on Christmas, I was hungover as fuck and I was at my dad's house, and he had Caesars in the fridge, extra spicy. So I fucking went in the can. So I tried one and it helped cure my hangover, and I was like, I really like this. It's acquired taste.
I understand.
It's very
healthy,
weird.
It helps.
No, but it is very fucking weird that I end up getting into tomatoes. But I was gonna say about tomatoes and stuff. You know what they do? Keep it stiff. You won't need Viagra if you're fucking eating tomatoes.
I don't need Viagra.
I don't either.
I don't need tomatoes.
Ask me when you're 60 and I'm still getting it fucking lift hard because I'm fucking drinking Caesars every night.
Viagra does the trick? Oh, well.
Yeah, then you have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
Fucking heart attack.
I'll last
I've
longer.
Never tried Viagra, but I've heard people that have.
Ah, my brother has, and he's
what?
Only
my joint
your
went
age.
Out. My joint went out. What the fuck? All right.
Mine's going up.
So It's kind of to keep in what we've been talking about. Me and Justin did the Hungarian Suicide Song, 1930s.
Yeah.
Me and Billy did Strange Mysteries of War.
Fucking
same in time, fucking earlier and fucking further on. So we're keeping with that kind of theme right now. And right now we're watching World War II in color. Hitler's driving by in his fucking Volkswagen right now. Hail to his troops. Jesus fuck. Saudis. We never start the fucking podcast off smoking joints.
Oh, not our own.
No, usually not.
We did it one
Jesus. I know. So sorry for the cuffs. We're going to be finished these soon. Don't worry. Well, we're getting some crazy shit.
Great.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun time. I'm very excited for this episode. I've been doing a lot of research and watching a lot of documentaries on war, especially World War II. You know,
too many of them. Too many of them. Showed me.
Yeah, I've literally watched over 14 hours probably of World War II documentaries. It's getting, because I started with watching a Vietnam documentary by Ken Burns, and then I was like, and it was because
what's next? No,
because the thing is, it's very long, and like the Vietnam one, it was one of the most, it had the most footage out of any war. So I was like, and then I was looking at Ken Burns documentaries, it's something my grandfather was really into, rest in peace, his soul, Tom Thompson, but like that fucking, I wanted to go back and start from the beginning. Yeah. I should have started, there is a very good, which is Ken Burns' Bread and Butter, is the Civil War documentary, because they made a documentary literally based off fucking like letters. I'm going to get that one last. What? Yeah, it's all based on letters from the Civil War stuff.
Oh, like it's shit in the mail.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Honey, I just got actually a shot, because in World War R, in the Civil War and stuff, they started getting guns, and they used, like, fucking lead bullets that would, like, pierce your flesh.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't kill you. You would die a slow, agonizing death. Not even poison.
Lead poison.
No, yeah, well, yeah, but they were like... they were soft lead poison. Yeah, I guess that would be poison, yeah. That's, soft lead bullets, but they would burrow into your skin, and then you get, like, what, gangrene, all this fucked up shit.
That's very easy to get, yeah. Yeah, that is the main thing that killed people, though, is, like, gangrene, and then,
I mean, we've talked about this before, they barely had fucking surgeons, like, they didn't, doctors had no idea, they didn't even wash their hands, like, that is fucked.
But at the same time, you're running from person to person in the middle of war, you don't have time to figure out why you're killing them by touching them, for sure,
but, like, even the Civil War, you had people fighting against each other that were, like, neighbors their whole life. Or good friends, because it was Confederates.
My great-grandparents on my mother's and father's side had to sit down at a dinner table and eat together, and they were on the German and the American team.
Really?
That's kind of weird.
Speak up, bud.
Speak up. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, but Justin's mentioned that, what, your great-grandfather?
Both my great-grandfathers, my mother and father's side, they had to sit at a dinner table. After
he was a Nazi, kind of right?
Thing, like,
but he was the one that saved your grandmother from a concentration camp.
Yes,
right?
This was like after World War II and everything. They'd have to sit down and eat together.
That's fucked
different
up.
Different sides.
Do you know why? How your grandfather saved your grandmother?
I don't know how he did it.
You need to find out, or I'm gonna come. Whose side that is that part on?
My mother's side. My grandma, like my mom's mom's.
Yeah. And I know, she listens to this, and I would love to know the history behind that. 100%. I would love to.
I will do my best to get that. Honestly, my grandmother.
That's interesting as fuck to me.
My grandmother has a book on her story life, which I'm sure it has a lot to do with stuff like that.
If it would be okay with your family, we could definitely cover maybe some of that on when we really get into World War II stuff.
That's true.
Reading off a letter from her, anything like that, or him.
No, it's a completely published book and everything. Really? She'd have no problems with it.
Well, I want to do that then. Let me read it, and then we can.
It's not my great grandmother. This is my her child though.
Well,
telling
I want to do a podcast of that, because you telling me that tripped me the fuck out. My grandfather was raised in the Depression and was like 14 or 15 when the fucking World War II ended.
I wish I was raised back then where I could have done
help. You don't want to.
I'd suffer to help.
No, there was people they put in the front lines. just to get massacred and slaughtered.
I know.
Okay, think about 50 million people died.
You don't want to, but you'd do it if you
had to.
No,
but everyone was scared. I'm not going to get this too much, but all these things I've been watching, it is fucking crazy as fuck beyond belief of what these people went through and why they called it the greatest generation, because these fucking kids were 18 and 19.
Yeah, and they're marching out to their fucking death, especially knowing it. Marching
especially
like
the Nazis. Especially the Nazis.
Especially Nazis. Are you sure?
Because, no, because they...
As you did say, the... Chinese or whatever.
Yeah, the Chinese got fucked by both sides, yeah.
No, but they marched to their death. They don't
care. The Japanese. Yeah, yeah they...
They're like samurais.
At the end of World War II, when the Allies started closing in on the Japanese, even the civilians all went to this certain rock... this rock on this cliff, right? And they were all jumping off because they were told that the American soldiers were a bunch of rapists and like murderers.
Oh, and they're like, I'd rather
so
die.
So there's footage actually of Japanese people jumping off the cliff.
Oh, I see what you were saying earlier.
Yeah, they don't.
And then
they
the survivors or whatever, they took them and called them cowards
and then did
shit.
We'll get into an episode about Unit 37, which is a very fucked up experiments. Not even experiments. Fucked up shit that the Japanese people... did. I have nothing against the Japanese, but it was, I think his name was Hirohito, or whatever the fuck his name is, the guy that, like, Hitler was, cool with.
Yeah.
He was a dictator also.
He's smart. He's gonna risk some human bodies for some science like Hitler.
Well, yeah, we will 100%
just not
get into the Nazi shit. Like,
that's why it's gotten this far.
That's why we're talking about this, is because we're getting to Hollow Earth, but you might have heard of Hollow Earth. If you're new to our podcast, I am Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. Eventually, I'll just start calling myself Tom Thompson. Name myself after my grandfather because, you know, I was...
You named yourself?
I'm the last... Well, my rapper name. I've told you this, you fuck. But why I did it was because I wanted to keep my name to, like, Thomas. And I was named after him.
100%
I was named after him. But if my... the name dies. Like, if I don't take it, like, which I'm going to, legally, if I don't take it, it's gonna die. Because on my dad's side, there's a lot of apprentices. Like, my grandmother on my dad's side had six boys and one girl. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I always say there's different versions of my dad. They all look like each other, but there's a fat, drunk version of my dad, my cousin Sebastian's dad, that used to do acid. Then there's the religion version of my dad. Looks like my dad, but I literally have an uncle that looks like the real life version of Ned Flanders. Literally, and he's the one that I have the connection to Jamaican family.
I'm getting
the stash going. No, but my aunt that married him is Jamaican. And stuff. In Jamaica, they're very Christian. So he's literally
Ned
Flanders.
Ned with a Jamaican.
No, but he's literally like a Ned Flanders because they're very Christian.
Yeah.
Like, super Christian. He's all the coolest fuck on earth, though. He's super cool.
Oh, I see.
And
he
then I
look
have
like
an
him.
Uncle
he just
that's,
acts
yeah.
like him.
No, it looks like him, too. Oh. Everything. His son started calling him that, the one that I used to rap with. One of my cousins used to be a big rapper. And if you look up Manifest right now, it's a Christian rapper on YouTube. And my best friend, my best friend, my cousin taught him to rap legitimately. And my cousin gave up his rap career, to raise kids and stuff. Well, we're getting off topic a little bit. I'm sorry. Like, my family tree is funny. And then I have a gay uncle. It looks like my dad, but the gay version of my dad. It's very funny, and then I have the girl version of my dad. So then on my mom's side, why I got to this story was because of my mom's side. It's me, my brother, which is, like, I love my brother, but he's not related blood side to my mom. He's more family than anyone else, honestly. But I don't think he would take the name. Like, his mom is not my mom. We both have the same dad.
You're a lot more spiritual, too.
Yeah.
You care a lot more for the soul
and
of the
And then
the
my
family.
Cousin, my two cousins' last name is Meech, which, and then they grew up in Toronto. Meech, yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
Dane Meech and Spencer Meech. But I want to take the name.
Nice to meet you, Meech.
Yeah, I know. I've never even thought about that, actually. His name's interesting. His dad was a cop for a very long time in Toronto, and he was a fucking asshole to me. He's a dick. He's still a lot of fucked up shit being a cop in Toronto, but he made him an asshole. Why I want to take that name is because it dies then with my mom and her sister.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
my crackhead
that's
uncle.
That's the end of it.
I love you, Uncle Tim, but you're a crackhead.
Nah.
Family's family, but...
We've all got someone there.
I've gotten those... Yeah, honestly, you want to learn about me? You're going to learn about me. You're going to learn about me in here. Especially, like, sometimes, you know. And my family's interesting. I have a lot of fucked up stories.
You don't want to learn about this guy.
I have a really fucked up story about getting guns pointed in front of me by cops because fucking they thought
by
we were following a stripper.
Never.
Yeah.
Random dude that I knew.
I'm not
even going
to get to the story, but,
sure.
But I have very fucked up stories for eventually this podcast of how crazy my life has been. But what we're getting into, why we kind of got in that history Nazi kind of shit, which we'll get to, but... Although dismissed by the scientific community, the Earth may be hollow. Is one of the most you make her laugh. Stories of folklore of every part of the world of a hollow Earth or an inner Earth.
Yeah.
Even a fucking Lord of the Rings, buddy.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is that where they had to go to the burn the ring?
Yeah. Well, no, but there is an inner Earth in
I didn't know that.
So even there is theories, which it might not even be people just living down there and shit.
Yeah.
But it might be like, which I was listening to an old Coast to Coast episode. Only people that were older would know what Coast to Coast is. It's conspiracy radio station that is. I shout out Coast to Coast all my life.
You have said
it's
something
yes,
about that.
And it's a radio station that. Came from the 90s, a very conspiracy based. You can YouTube it, and there's many episodes on there. Art Bell was amazing. George Norrie is amazing. It's like conspiracy radio before there's podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm talking extremely fast. But I listened to one where it's a possibility that it could also be people that maybe survived an ice age or a flood. A great flood. There's like native.
Ooh,
yeah.
Our whole fucking teachings through life.
Well, yeah, and like how there's ice ages and great floods. So there's theories, especially in native folklore. The Hopis talk about it, which we'll kind of get into a little later, is that it's kind of... It's like...
The safest way to survive.
Well, yeah, is to go underground in caverns and caves that exist.
But even to think those poles are frozen, so a flood comes or an ice age comes, you get to the center, there's the center
Yeah,
sun.
So there's a theory that there, everyone thinks the inner core of our Earth is having iron, and that's why it propels, like, magnetism, why we have...
Yeah.
But thing is, there is planets that are not made of iron at the core that still have moons. Like, fucking, Jupiter has a moon.
Well,
though.
Everything then, we live within is constructed
in
and
a simulation.
Simulation. No. Our gods or the aliens that made us and came from Orion's belt, they fucking made this planet, this solar system. They blew this sun up and put in a planet, then put in a moon. And the moon was an observation from the outside to the
Justin's,
hollow inside.
Yeah, exactly. Justin's trying to point
That's
out.
That's my
yeah,
mind.
No,
go at it.
I know exactly what you're saying. Justin's literally pointing out that there is a lot of theories based on all of the shit of how our planet's made. And it's like so hard to really actually get into. Because it's like, man, we talked about...
We literally do not follow a logical evolution timeline.
No. And there's missing pieces.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Beast 1333 says something about how our DNA is mixed with Australopithecus with alien DNA and
we
shit.
All,
like,
yeah, we have an extra,
I can't even pronounce
an
that
extra
word.
Alien strand.
So, and the thing is that our planet might not be what it is. If the moon's hollow, like we'll get into it in one episode, but like that they've had stuff hit against the moon and it made it like vibrate. So
yeah,
it means that it's hollow.
Yeah, it rang like a bell.
Yeah, yes, we've talked about that. In, certain mythology and stuff, in ancient times, there is legends of a subterranean city, land inside the earth, also has lore with concepts of Greek underworld or Christian hell. You know what I mean? This Sheol in the fucking, I can't pronounce Jewish words, in the Hebrew Bible mentioned a place of darkness which all dead go, cut off from the lifeline to God.
Hollow Earth is what that is.
No, but there's always been theories of an underworld.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Is that what is that? That when I was taught sense, and
when I was a Christian until I cut was like out six, from the outside. But I thought that when they talked about hell when I was a child, that I went to Sunday school until I was 7 or 6, and then I said I don't want to do this. This is stupid. And my mom left the church.
Oh, you had Christian
and,
school.
Yeah, and my no, not Christian school. My mom went to church until I was about 6 or 7,
oh, okay.
And then we went to a church where they were bashing gays. My mom left, and we never went to church since. Fuck God. I mean, not fuck God. There might
over
be
bashing God, gays.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I would have to say about religion, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Even, like, also in the Tibetan Buddhist stories, Shambhala. You've heard of that. You must have heard of Shambhala.
Shambhala is not Tibetan, isn't that, like,
no. Shambhala is the Tibetan ancient city in the
isn't
underworld.
Isn't that in the Muslim stuff?
No.
No, because,
No, the Shambhala is like...
Syria or...
I know what you're gonna... That, yeah, you know I know what I'm gonna mean. Say.
The fucking eight-armed
oh,
woman.
No, that's, that is, oh, fuck, I'm gonna forget her name, because I think it's supposed to be, or it's supposed to be a man...
It's a woman.
Yeah, and it looks like a man.
There's a man one and a woman one, isn't there?
Ganesh is the
man?
Elephant.
Ganesh is the woman, then. No, Ganesh is not the one I'm thinking
okay,
of.
Okay, we're not talking about all this. That's fucking...
religion sucks.
We'll get into Indian shit eventually, because India is interesting. Not Indians that people fucking think about when they... It's Native American.
Not me, kind
of. According to the ancient Greeks, there was caverns underneath the surface of the earth that were entrances leading to the underworld. Supposedly, legends that these caves were occupied by ancient gods, and they're called the Zalmoxis. Well, you've always heard of, think about the ancients, right? Like, how much thing is there about giants?
Every religion or anything you look at is it brings up giants. We have giant bones found, discovered, and disappeared.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yo. Yeah. That's crazy. All the time. We have bones. There's pictures which, they're faked and shit, that are like skeletons, like a skull of
yeah,
a head,
yeah.
And it's like fucking the size of the guy digging it out.
Exactly, and
ew.
And back then it would make a lot. Oh my god!
Ashtray, ew. Waste of vodka.
At least it's only pot.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cigarettes.
Okay,
and ashes are
shot.
The cleanest substance on earth.
But that's there's many stories based on giants in the Bible. I'm almost done my seizure, and I'm not going upstairs for more fucking tomatoes.
Bibles in the giants in the Bible. Screw the Bible. Giants are literally in every story. They're
every culture.
They're like the leaders, the gods, right?
Yeah. They're in every culture and
or the half breeds.
There's definitely that's clinky clinky for the shot.
Yes, sir.
Right, I'm cracking. We're gonna
mine's...
call it a beer, but it's a grape juice. Cheers.
Clinky clinky.
Fuck yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I hate vodka.
I love vodka.
You're
it's one of my
gross.
It tastes like water to me. I used to fucking like sit at parties and shit.
Tastes like hand sanitizer.
Oh, you don't know what's good for you. Well, Absolut does. You gotta drink good
vodka.
Yeah, because
hand sanitizer is good for you.
Grey Goose is delicious. I used to take a Mickey.
That's good.
I used to take a Mickey of Grey Goose to parties and sip on it like it was water.
Ew.
Yeah, I was fucked.
I did that with Prince Igor, so...
Prince Igor's cheap and
10
disgusting.
Times worse. It was free, though, because
okay.
I stole it.
So to get back to this Hall of Earth crazy shit, and, like, they even, like, also legends of man traveling through dark tunnels and mountains of the Mashu in the subterranean garden. This is also an ancient Greek legend. I love...
Legend?
Legend.
Legend.
Legend. The Hopi legend. Getting to some Nave shit. Okay,
the
because
Hopi?
We live in Canada, and you know what? We've had the whole world's fucked, and you want to talk about genocide of people? You want to talk about genocide of people, bitches? Okay? Don't massacre a fucking whole nation of people because you think this land is yours because you arrived in a boat. I'm not Native, but I hate that shit. They talk about the Jewish people so much, and I agree. Hitler did a fucked up experiments with twins. They would cut off a twin's dick and then be like, "Can you feel that?" to the other twin.
Oh, no.
Legit.
I'm so lost right now. I don't understand where this all originated,
because
though.
Because the
I thought that
Hopi
said
Hopi.
Hopi. What is Hopi legend?
The Hopis were a race of I think the Hopis still exist. They're not a race. They're a fucking...
They're Native Americans.
They're a tribe of Native Americans. So what I was saying is you want to talk about the genocide of people.
We Oh, yeah, we did.
No, the Spaniards.
Well, not me and you, but...
Honestly, I have no DNA relation to the people that have been doing this.
I'm part native. I got like that 0.000.
I was like Irish and fucking something. Scottish and a little bit of British. But like the Irish are coming and being like, I can't do an Irish accent. I was really going to try, but... I'm not gonna do it. I'm trying to think of how an Irish. I ain't got
my pot of gold for you, my matey. Another brewski? Here you go.
That was like three accents in one. You do exactly what I do. That's hilarious. Y'all should sauce it down the fucking bar, and I was trying to get a little spanking. So the Irish never went and killed off a bunch of fucking natives. That went off.
It was better than what I got.
I'm saying that they never went off and killed a fucking bunch of native people. And the fact that, like, there was parts of the, you know... Jesus fuck, what was that? I know that happens too often. And there was... I can edit that out if I need to. Think about it. Like, the Spaniards came over and was like, we'll take your gold... We'll take what you have. Oh, you have nothing else? How about we take you? And they fucking enslave you.
Or it's give me this person or this person and we won't take you
The Spanish raped all the fucking native people and then Latinos were born. Let's rape all you unless they're... Yeah, that's literally facts.
No way. Yes,
that's what happened.
Spanish raped the Mexicans to make Latinos?
Yes, essentially. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's why, like,
I thought Latinos were Hawaiian. Or really good-looking Mexicans.
You mean. Okay, Latino people are sexy as fuck, but they took two races and put them together. Two races. I wish that, because we're all based on alien DNA.
No, but once we're all intermingled, we'll be okay.
I like that we're getting off topic on this one, because this episode is really fucked up, and I honestly wrote this one a long time ago. And I do apologize
and you've
for my sick
upgraded
voice.
A lot.
Yeah,
it's,
I have. I've added
it's
some.
A lot better.
So the whole thing is what
page.
We got into... The ant people, that the Hopi believe in these ant people, okay?
Midgets.
No. Like
Ant-Man.
No, like the mantids. Are you talking about the mantids?
Oh,
like, almost
okay.
Like they were a race of being...
Before the reptilians.
Yeah, even with the reptilians. The reptilians, their insects can survive forever. Honestly, now that I think about it, I bet there's a race of aliens that are like cockroaches, and I would never want to meet them.
No, but I think that's the mantid. Yeah, I know, but
mantids
I think
would be scary too.
The mantid dudes, and the mantid dudes
like
evolved
and
went to space while the reptilians came and then went to space, and then the humans came and went to space.
I think the mantids and the reptilians working together, like,
who knows?
We can both kind of survive. I can survive a fucking nuclear war. What can you survive? Well, I can live in any weather I could. Like, I'm not doing it.
I am radioactive, man.
The whole time we were talking about this, I've been doing like little.
It's a little creepy when he looks at me and does this.
I'm thinking about what they would look like. Like, look fucking like the
kangaroo or
so
T-Rex
people, right?
Picturing
so,
kind of.
Think about would the ant people that the Hopis believed in that went underground, would they be like. Would they be able to lift like 1,000 times their weight if they were
exactly.
our size?
Would,
I can lift a fucking
yo,
boulder on my
would
head.
They have been. Part of what went underground with the pyramids.
Yeah.
Lifting so much weight without leaving
high
any
five.
Evidence.
Yo, weird, weird.
They
yes.
were the slaves.
Yo, what
of
the,
the
fuck?
Next race.
Not the Jews.
Of the
Jews did not.
The Sumerians were taken over by their gods, right? And the Jews, what?
I'm so, because I was like, I always talk about how it is true. The Jews have been through more persecution than any other race or fucking like, religion on
still
this earth. I always say race because it is based on different, they're based on religion and the space they hold.
It's 100%
but
based on race.
I don't agree
it's
with,
not our
I don't,
fault.
I don't agree with what's going on.
No.
Let's just not have borders and everybody hugs.
Yeah, it's not
that's
our
how
fault.
I see it. Honestly,
we don't make other people.
I say everybody, erase all borders, And everybody just comes in for this massive, like, million dollar. Best thing in the Million Dollar Man. You don't know what that is. You're too young. But,
the Mexican?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, it's a robot chicken. But, like, yep. Let's come in for, like, a billion big hug. Everybody just hugs together. No more war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you know why the aliens won't come down?
We're
still warring with each other. That's
we'll
why.
Hug the Americas to the west or the east side so they connect.
What I want to say about the fucking ant people that Hopi believed was they end up going into Hollow Earth and befriending the snake people.
Ooh, the bad guys.
No. Don't say that.
Isn't that what that is? Supposedly
the reptilians from Hollow Earth are actually kind of friendly with us. Justin is pouring.
I'm trying to pour a drink here while being quiet.
No, it's okay. So the funny thing is, though, there is okay. The ones from Jakusakonis, we've talked about this in the reptilian episode, are bad. Yeah. Supposedly, they're the bad ones. The ones
they're not from here.
Yeah, but the ones that are in Hollow Earth, the reptiles that are, if the Earth is hollow, there would be a sun that projected in the middle of it. Look up the movie Iron Sky, which we will get to. Iron Sky 2 is a movie coming out that just got released in Switzerland, which is based on a lot of what I'm talking about. And when I saw this movie years ago in the trailer, this movie has took 4 or 5 years just to actually release. They released a trailer 4 years ago.
By the sounds of it, honestly, the hollow sun might be like you drop down that hole. You literally...
You saw...
No. We're like a crust going around.
Yes.
And we have our lava underneath.
Yes.
And then there's nothing. And that lava's the sun, and then there's a centerpiece, another Earth.
Yeah.
More like a black hole, because black holes are so heavy, it's still not a hole. It's a logical flat land.
Yeah, Justin's saying shit in drunk scientific terms, because you are saying shit that people don't understand. So what Justin's saying is almost like, there is a theory, either if we have, what my theory is, either we have magma in the middle of the earth or iron, and that maybe they just live in caverns, or if we do have a real hollow earth, there's a sun that's projected in the middle of this hollow earth, and everything rotates around that.
No.
So, no, this is interesting as fuck. This is what they base it on, is that, so we're living on the outside of the sphere.
Of a black hole.
Not a black hole. Listen to this.
Kind of looking.
Oh my god.
You
can see what I'm
saying.
I
see what you're saying.
So we're living on the outside of this interior, on this side.
Yeah.
Out projecting. Yeah. So we're all walking around the
logical
earth.
Term
but there's
that
an inside where
at.
They're inverted and they're actually walking on the inner shell of the earth. And there's a sun projected in the core.
And then there's what I'm thinking, which is gravity still works the same way. It still points towards the center of it all.
Yeah.
But the magma that comes out our volcanoes is that circle
around. Yes, I agree.
And that's their sun.
Yes.
And then there's a second ball in the middle of that hollow donut-shaped ball, which is the center Earth. And
you're
that is it.
You're tripping me the fuck out right now. Because, like, I've never thought about that, but
that's just another way of looking at it. I don't know.
I do not know if the audience will even understand what the fuck we're talking about right
now. You get it.
I do get it, and that's fucked. But what I was saying is funny, the ant people in the Hopi legend befriended, and they would emerge, after the world was fucked. So, what we're about to get into is why we started talking about the Nazi stuff.
Exactly.
And we're going to have a little smoke break to reevaluate the thoughts.
Good.
And then we're going to get into Operation High Jump.
Dude.
Just get ready.
You got an actual operation board? Are we going
doctor,
like old school kid doctor?
Just get ready. Oh, this is very interesting. But I also want to mention in 1818, John Cleves, John Cleves Sims Jr. suggested the Earth consists of hollow shell with an opening across both North and South Pole.
Yeah.
An opening to the hollow Earth. So this is what we're about to get into.
Like a donut.
Stay tuned because we don't have advertisers yet.
Woo!
Okay.
Huh?
Do your what your German saying is. Can you remember it?
Eich die strikes the rights aus Sturden von Sturden aus Straden.
What does that mean?
Obey your commander, kill the Jews. I'm sorry. Very, very sorry. He made me do it.
We used to only know certain... I remember I used to know... it is very fucked. In my generation, why my grandfather was very pissed off is we made fun of the Nazis a lot and made fun of Hitler. That was our point, was making fun of that time period. I've never mentioned...
Yeah, because it was the most... Everyone was so fucking dumb. Yeah. They were attacking this guy. Yeah, but this guy's doing this. But he's smart.
I'm just going to mention this slightly, that my mom, when I was a kid, grades 5, 6, okay? 6, 7, almost, right? I grew up with a lot of friends that were poor in the little town I lived in and grew up with, like drug addict parents, okay?
9/11 times.
Yeah. Well, I remember when it happened.
Yeah, I remember too.
Having go over the intercom and my...
4 years old.
Not my middle school, my elementary school, because we don't
I watched it on TV because my mom wasn't even
that we,
work.
We actually... I think I was in grade 4 or 5, and it was put on a live broadcast.
Yeah.
Which is very fucked up to talk about because it's their own government did that.
And yeah.
The thing is, if you did that to Canada, we may seem cool now, but I'll fucking...
Even if our government wasn't doing it, we wouldn't believe them, and they don't matter enough to hold
Fuck
us
Justin
down.
Fuck Justin Trudeau. But kind of what I want to say is like that my mom said the basement was going to be painted, so we started drawing like swastikas and like big dicks. Everything in permanent marker on this wall. Like all my friends were drawing huge dicks with like coming
just
on.
Just a good old party time.
Okay, there is a picture of a big dick. We're in grade 6. Yeah, we're in grade 6. There's a big dick coming on Hitler's face. And there's a swastika, there's like a drawing of Hitler come on his face. So my grandmother walks down the stairs, my grandfather, Tom Thompson's wife, and she freaks out and gets fucking so angry.
Oh, the Jamaican.
No. My Jamaican grandmother is way...
Oh, before that.
No, she's... I barely see her.
Yeah.
I barely see her.
Yeah.
My mom's mom.
Different space. Okay.
Yeah, my mom's mom.
Okay.
She walks down the stairs, and I'm lucky... My grandfather never saw this because he would have fucking beat me. There was a picture of a dick coming on Hitler's face. A massive penis on a wall of my basement with a tiny little TV from the 1970s.
Living with your grandparents.
I had a TV in my basement that was from the 1970s.
Yeah, but...
That was hooked to cable. And it was the tiniest screen. We used to watch, like, fucking...
Oh, no, I understand what you mean. I had that, and it's like a laptop.
I sound old. I'm not that old, but literally...
No,
like,
I had the laptop-sized fucking tube TV.
Yeah, what, it was like a bulb.
Yes.
Yeah, kids, we used to have bulbs in our TV.
No, the whole TV
okay,
was
getting,
one big old bulb.
We're getting into Operation High Jump. All as the war is coming to a close, the Allies... are pushing forward, and the Nazis are burning out of their meth. Because the Nazis did a bunch of meth. Yeah, I wrote that.
Yeah, they were on.
Hitler did not want to accept defeat, and he fled. Hitler was obsessed with the occult. Aleister Crowley, and especially Madame Blavatsky. We talked about Blavatsky before. And the Thule Society, who believed in the race of beings that were 7 foot, a 7 foot races of man with blue eyes, blonde hair, a Nordic race of beings.
They
were supreme.
7 foot, eh?
Yeah, they were tall.
That's not tall.
Hitler and the Nazis invaded.
It's not that tall. 8 foot's a good...
7 to 8 feet, yeah, that's taller than...
Average,
yes.
6 foot, it's a foot.
They had machines that would burrow through rock and actually turn them into a sleet-like cavern.
Like glass. Like what's going on, like what's going on Mars right now.
Yes. How they can build out these
we
tunnels.
We can see that.
Heinrich Himmler, the guy that really invented the concentration camps, and he was a fucking pig farmer.
Heinrich Himmler. It's not Hitler, it's
his homie. He looks like a little bitch.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, yes, he looks like a little perv.
Yes, yo.
He's his bodyguard,
yeah,
right?
No,
his bodyguard's the little pervy looking
Hitler
dude.
Was against a lot of Hitler, instead of taking the German
Himmler's in that movie.
No, think about this. Instead of Hitler taking people that actually experienced World War One and the German officials and
he's taking
and
the
general listen and no no not the youth and the generals that would actually fight for Germany in World War One, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't take them.
No.
Because
no,
they don't believe in his social like his social ideas. He takes people that are like farmers and that there's like the
regular humans.
Yes, yes.
Or psycho.
Yes.
He knows that they are crazy.
Yes, yes.
They're fucked. And he's like, oh my God, there is a way to use this mental disorder to save the world.
They're all... Think about
he's a psychopath.
Yeah, and they're all psychopaths. The entire Nazi regime.
In his mind, he's saving the world. I understand why he thinks it.
Because, no,
I'm crazy, but not that crazy.
He doesn't want people from the government. He wants people that will just believe whatever he says. And that's
people that...
ends up his downfall.
That is very downfall. People
but
that
Heinrich Himmler and a bunch of them, he was very into the occult, which we're going into. They believed there was an entrance to the Hollow Earth through the South Pole.
Yeah.
There are many documented facts that they were digging or doing some shit in South Antarctica, according to Hollow Research and the Society of Ontario, okay, where we live. High five. I want to...
High five for Ontario!
We gotta get a good slap. Yes. There we go. Because honestly, this was like documented in Ontario. That's where this like phenomenon became... Billy likes the word phenomenon so much. The Ontario Society of Hollow Research, they fled to Antarctica from Spain in a U-boat, but they first, or a UFO, I think. I put UFO in brackets because it could have been a UFO.
U-boat?
To Argentina. If you go back, you just go way, way, way back. If you go back in our episode to our third episode, what I do with Quinn... He did Faking Hitler's Death with me. Hitler went to Argentina.
Right, I believe. No, that. I did hear all that.
Because the people in Argentina and Brazil had sympathy for the Nazis. Sympathizers, that's what they were called.
Argentina was down there.
Yes, Argentina. So when I went to Cuba, which we'll get into in our Shadow People episode, when I went to Cuba, I met people from Argentina. Argentina is country or city. I'm so bad at fucking some shit. Some of what I'm drinking. But it's in Brazil. And Argentina is... They're all... For some reason, this country under America was fucking... It's like... They like Nazis.
Oh!
They had sympathizers for the Nazis.
Under Mexico.
Yes. 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 You're exactly right. So...
Yeah.
Let me say this. That and the Allies discovered more than 2,000 scientists from Germany and Italy... disappeared, okay? Vanished without a trace. Along with almost 1 million fucking people. Vanished.
Holy. After World War II. Slave labor, right?
Gone.
Yeah, no, that's slave
labor. Gone. Not even slave labor. Just like, they all, after World War II, everyone's like, let's get out of here.
Let's Argentina, disappear.
And they're all going to Argentina, which is...
Mexico-ish.
Mexico. Brazil. Which is Brazil, right, yeah. Which they're sympathizers of the Nazis.
But then they're stuck with nothing
but
in
get
the
this.
Midlands
so,
of...
People.
No wrong here. They're in the midlands of the passing of everything,
true,
especially
yeah.
being the Nazis down there.
And Brazil's
in
fucked, too.
Hidden areas. Yeah. Brazil's
fucked. But
it is way to pass law on every trade.
Yeah. You're actually right, because they would hide them in the forest and shit, right?
And no one thinks there's people in the South Pole. No one thinks it.
I had a point to share
if you don't mind.
Yeah, go.
Okay. There was a man who went to the South Pole with an expedition. He went there to hunt penguins. He was hunting penguins. He's hunting these penguins with all his homies and shit. Kills some penguins. Hitler comes up, or Hitler's homies come up.
Yeah.
True. Someone took him and his very small. I do repeat, very small. Damn. There was not... Probably.
But
he did not have a very large group of people there. They're there to kill some fucking birds. How hard is it?
Why would you kill penguins? They're so cute in their butler outfits.
Skins. Skins to make butler
outfits.
Don't kill
penguins. They're so cute.
But they're there. They kill some penguins. And then they got taken down to this hollow earth. Because they thought that they were, what is it? 007 kind of thing. Double spy.
Oh, yeah.
It was a double spy that was supposed to show up. They were waiting for them, and they took in this guy hunting penguins.
Yeah.
And his crew, they took them to the Hollow Earth. This guy came back. He went to the Americas, and they found, that is when they found the hollow areas in the South Pole,
where there's caverns,
yeah. And nobody left because they went to the hollow.
Yes, that's fucking so interesting. Because think about it, who the fuck is gonna go to the coldest place on Earth?
So yeah,
we're gonna get too soon about Operation High Jump.
Unless you're gonna kill some penguins.
Stories go further of UFOs and Nazis designed UFOs, and Aryan looking pilots. Even many alien abduction cases have Nazi officers or blonde haired, blue eyed women or men dressed in Nazi regalia, along with stories of greys and reptilians. Hitler supposedly met with a grey. Also, Hitler believed in Vrilya. The Vril was a race of Aryan beings that were in the power, that were had power, and were futuristic technology beings.
His
that,
leaders, yes, the yeah. blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryans.
The Vril were mentioned in the book The Coming Race, which is now Iron Sky, that movie we just mentioned was...
Oh my god!
Yeah, coming into this... So even Snowden revealed documents supposedly confirming that the tall whites that we've talked about before, a group of aliens, were helping the rise of Nazi Germany during the 1930s, which we just watched footage of 1936 when they had the Olympics there.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, hell, hell.
Yes, exactly.
Mein comfy couch. You want to come sit on my comfy couch?
I mean, Vine comfy couch. I don't know.
Mine
Vine
comfy couch.
Vine is close, right?
I said glass of juice, not gas the Jews. That's why it all happened, man, because he's wanted a glass of juice.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice.
That's terrible. I believe that Hitler met with some sort of being, most likely reptilian, masquerading as maybe a Palladian or a tall white or Palladian. Think about this. If there was a reptilian race, maybe met with Hitler, and they masqueraded themselves, did a holographic image of a Palladian or a Nordic being where they're blonde, tall, blue eyes.
Michael Jackson's last...
Why do we talk so much about Michael Jackson on this podcast?
This is a fucked up motherfucker.
Nazis got there and UFO and other technology through... Because we're going to Operation High Jump. Let's do this. Operation High Jump,
right.
1946, 1.5 years after the war officially ended in World War II. Okay?
All right.
Powerful military fleet, American, under the comrade of Admiral... Richard Evelyn Byrd.
Oh, woman.
Why is your middle name Evelyn, you pussy?
A man or a woman?
It's a man. No,
wow.
No woman was an admiral in fucking 1946.
I heard Evelyn, sorry.
For the South Pole, it was comprised of aircraft carriers, 12 warships, a submarine, and over 20 airplanes and helicopters, a crew of over 4,000 men, intentionally, it spun off as a scientific operation.
This is like a battle boat.
Yeah, we're going to Antarctica, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to South Pole.
Yeah.
We're just going on an excursion, but we have...
On the hunt for what we know what they're looking for.
We're going to the South Pole for...
Hitler.
Departing on December 12, 1946. That's all that was said. In January 1947, aircraft's reconnaissance began nearing Antarctica, the South Pole, capturing 70,000 photographs as they were flying over. The trip was canceled after 2 months. The quote was that said, "All operations shut down."
Why?
2 months after when they're
no
going
reason.
To Antarctica. No,
they're just down.
No reason at all.
No reason.
All right. Before we get into the big shit, I want another shot. Yeah. We're almost done. That's all. Let's both do a shot. We're almost
Pour
done.
Pour me a shot. You do that.
That was a spilly shot.
There's no shot in there. Oh. You fucked up your own.
I fucked up my own. All right.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Hitler.
Hitler. Do you want to fuck with the German army? Okay, well, clink, clink.
What part of the universe are we at in this solar system?
So, there is many different versions of that. I'm not getting into that tonight, too.
You're supposed to explain the point we are in this wording.
I didn't hear the fuck you just said, Justin. Do you just literally put your pinky up like you were the queen? Oh my god. He just put his pinky up.
Mm-mm.
You're fine. Check a check. Don't worry. I'll notice this and I'll edit it out. This is an easy edit out. Edit!
Do you have pop over there?
I have poop over here. This is all being edited out, don't worry. Because the end, it's so easy to edit out.
Hola, amigos!
This is gonna be edited out. My nose is so
bad. Darn it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Where?
What happened after the fucking fleet of the Navy and all these boats went to South Pole? What happened?
The U-boat sank under. No. That's how U-boats are so shaped what happened? And why they are, right? I don't know.
A highly ranking officer thinks soldiers and officers were killed. That's why the reconnaissance stopped, okay?
Okay. Oh, no.
As Richard Byrd and his fleet were in their expedition to the South Pole, they were all of a sudden in a dramatic battle. Okay?
I can't... What?
Yeah. So Richard Byrd and all his homies going to the South Pole, right? All these ships, all these things. As Richard Byrd and his fleet were in their expedition to the South Pole, all of a sudden in a dramatic battle, testimony of John Sayerson, a witness and one of the crew in February 26, 1947, things were just popping out of the water. They were chasing us. It feels like we were being chased by the devil. They flew at such high speeds, we could barely even see them. End quote.
They fucking flew, mate.
Out of the water.
My A. They flew out of the water and they jumped all the way to Australia.
They flew out of the water and all of a sudden, me and my boy were like, who fuck? These things are coming out of nowhere. They're shooting us in the ass house. For some reason, okay, we're on World War II in color, the Britain at the bay. So these things
at the bay.
So they were chasing these motherfuckers out of the water. They were coming out of the water. They essentially, this mission was to capture the Nazis. I 100%.
I get it.
Where they felt they were being chased by them. Supposedly these UFOs piloted by Nazis and weird alien creatures.
Yeah.
The battle lasted 20 minutes. Okay. The battle with maybe reptilians, greys, and Nazis. Okay, lasted 20 minutes. Some further away from the battle, like these ships that were going towards America, escaped. Yeah. And some of them died.
This isn't the guy going to the South Pole for her penguin squint.
No. But he is around the same time.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You've heard of it?
Yes. Isn't that fucked up? So they went towards the South Pole. And they wanted to capture... They thought the Nazis were going towards the South Pole because they were using burrow machines to go underneath the Earth to try to find Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
So they go there. All of a sudden, these fucking UFOs are popping out of everywhere in the fucking sea. So people, you want to think aliens are coming from the sky? That's not always the case. But
Nazis were made for war at that point. Yeah.
This is 1946, right after the war.
No, but by the time the Nazis made it to the South Pole... Nazis were made for war.
Think about that. Think about that.
I know what you mean.
They're like, that's trippy as fuck. They're literally, what are they doing?
Especially with their, how long they've been down there preparing for us to show up.
If there's Nazi ships with swastikas and the Iron Cross fucking painted on these UFOs, coming out of the fucking water.
They waited to make friends with the strongest person around.
Reptilians?
No. But if you go to a new school, you go for the strongest group around, right? You want somebody that's gonna back your ass up.
Yeah, true. Hitler was.
And you're probably you're definitely tough enough to hold up for yourself if they don't. But like Hitler had a fucking army, and he's like, I'm gonna take this whole group of people and be like, all right, if they're gonna attack us, I got these people to throw out them. In other words, I'm dead. And then he killed himself and joined the people that won.
He didn't kill himself.
Killed himself and joined the aliens. Killed in hyphen.
I highly, highly believe that he's dead by now, but I really 100% believe Hitler.
He went to help the Aryan race become a thing.
No, no. He went to Hollowworth. I really believe that. And if that is the case, I have a feeling that some races of Hollow Earth would have just fucking killed him in general.
Yes.
Some of these beings in Hollow
Earth. And I do think it was a war there, too.
Yes. Yo, that's be fucked up.
A worse one than ours, being at that technology.
Maybe that's what the volcanoes were. I'm just joking. But, like, that would be fucked. I five
very faintly for that. No,
that would be fucked up.
I get it.
You know how fucked up that'd be if, like, the volcanoes we hear when
nuclear bombs under Earth?
Yeah, is them warring with themselves? Wow.
The real war world is underneath.
Rate and review us. Honestly, we get a lot of fucked up on this podcast sometimes, but rate and review us. Like, you know, wherever you listen to this place, may it be Podbean or Apple Podcasts, rate and review us. Comment. Honestly, the more shit we get, the more we have towards doing more content. I have a lot of stuff that I do want to do. I'm going to start writing rhymes, actually, based on subjects that we're doing.
First comment gets $1 if you give us all your bank info. All
right, talk to the pirate. Looks like Johnny Depp over here.
It's Johnny Deppy?
Yeah, you're looking Johnny Deppy.
Sexy, then.
Okay, Strange Brew Podcast all the way. Strange Brew Canada, Instagram, rate and review us. You know, honestly, we're getting into some crazy shit. It's getting worse and worse as we go because it's getting crazier and crazier.
Better and better. Like,
that's I'm talking
better
about.
Better the weather, motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Better the weather, the better it might be. But honestly, most likely you might listen to this podcast and be like, wow, we're doing shit.
They're listening to this podcast.
Be influenced by this. It's cool. Okay? Strange Brew Canada, Instagram, let's like pick this shit up. We're getting some really crazy shit. Just wait till next week.
We love you.
I'm stacking demons clapping while I astral generate a fearless track, and I'm about to venture out. Present the evidence is hard to swallow. My hypothesis proposing that our frater home is hollow.
In Tibet?
Agartha?
In Egypt?
Amerta?
In Iceland?
Asgarth.